Today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Chav Tes. We're actually beginning a little bit behind on Chav Ches Amud Beis, where we left off yesterday. We're right in the middle of the Daf. It's right next to where the Rashi's, where the second Gemara starts in Rashi. And right on that line, you have Ukishachol Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. So we continue another story about a great God when he got sick. What was his last words to his Talmidim? When Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai got sick, Nichnasu Talmidov Levakro. So the Talmidim came to be Mevakrim. One of the explanations of Bikur Cholim is that you have to go check out and see what the needs of the chola are. So they came to see what needs the Rebbe has. Even Shiro saw him when the Rebbe saw his Talmidim coming, his chil of course, he began to cry. So Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai cried when he saw his Talmidim. So the Talmidim was shocked. Amalo Talmidim. Neri Yisrael, they called him the Neri Yisrael. Amud Hayimini, you're the great pillar of Klai Yisrael. Patish Achazot, the great smashing hammer of Klai Yisrael. You, the God of Adar, Ibn Matabokha, why are you crying? Amalem, so he told him, if I was going in front of an earthly king to be judged, if that's where they were taking me, Shayom Kanamocha Bekeber, he's here today, gone tomorrow. Im Kowe Solai, and Kaso Kasolam. And if he gets upset with me, he's angry at me, it's not for all eternity. If he puts me away, locks me up, ain't Isuro, he's not going to lock me up forever. And even if he does kill me, ain't Misasu, Misasolam. It's not a permanent death. It's only death in this world, but it's not a permanent death. And furthermore, I could maybe appease him with words, or Lashachta B'mammon, or to pay him off, bribe him off. And in all of these situations where there's not a full trouble over here, or I could get out of it in some way. Nevertheless, I would be terrified, I'd be crying to go in front of the boss of a Adam king. So certainly, I'm about to meet my maker. I'm going in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be judged. He's the living God. Forever, all eternity. And Shim Koesalai, if he gets upset with me, he's angry at me. Kasu Kasolam, it's a permanent kas. If he locks me up, Isur Isurolam, it's potentially for all eternity be locked off. Then Misani, and if he decides to kill me, he can kill me. Misaso Misas Olam. It's not just in this world, it's for all eternity. Then you hold a fight with Raman. There's no way you can talk your way out of it. Below Shachta Mammon, I can't pay it off. Below Ode, and furthermore, and I see two paths in front of me over here. I don't know which way I'm going. All the question is, what? This is Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. He doesn't know which way he's going. So they bring down that this is probably related to the famous Gemara in Gittin, where he tells Aspasianus Caesar that he's going to become the king when he's the general, and he becomes the king. Vespasian becomes the king, and he tells him, I'll give you three wishes. And he did not ask for saving the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So he was always worried. Maybe that was a mistake. He didn't think he would be granted it. But Chazal and the Gemara there say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away his Bechira Chavshi, and he didn't ask for it because he should have asked for it. So he was always terrified. Maybe he caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash in some way, and therefore he was going to Gehenna. And anyway, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I don't know which way I'm going to go. They're not going to take me to necessarily the Gan Eden. So certainly I should cry. So he's saying, Allah has come v'kam. When I'm about to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be judged, how much more so should I cry? So Amulo, so the Tamidim said to him, Rabbeinu, Borcheinu, they said, Rebbe, give us a bracha before you go. Amulem, so he said this bracha, Yiratzon Shetei Mora Shamayim Alechem Kemora Boss of Adam. You should be, the fear of God should be just like the fear of a boss of Adam. So the Tamidim was shocked. Amulo, Tamidim, Ad Kan, this much? You know, we should be afraid of Hashem only as much as a human being. He said, Halavai, Amulem, Ulavai. You should only have that fear because you should know. Teidu, Kishodim, over there, people do things. They look around to see if anybody's watching them. Omer, Shalom, Yeron, Yodim. They're just concerned that nobody should see them. They're not realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seeing everything that they do. So therefore, if we had that same fear, at least for a boss of a dumb that we didn't do sins, then that would be a start. Mark continues and says, "Bishas p'tirat." So he's about to die. He tells him, "Omlem panu kalim b'bnei atuma. Take out all the kalim. I'm about to die, and any kalim that are there are going to become tame. If they're klicharis, they're going to be permanently tame. You have to break them. If there are other kalim, you can maybe tire them in a mikvah, but get them out so you don't have the problem of being in the same oil as the base." And then he says, "Also v'chinu kisa l'chizkio melch yudah shaba, and also put out a seat over here for chizkio melch yudah who's coming to greet me. Why b'davka chizkio melch yudah?" So the En Yaakov brings down she. Chizek es Yisrael liavim shel shemayim. Chizkio was especially known for spreading Torah tremendously. It says even a 5 or 6 year old kid knew all the dinim of Tumah and Tara. So therefore, just like Rav Yochanan Zakkai was the leader of Klai Yisrael spreading Torah, so Chizkio also was the major force in Torah. So therefore, he came to specifically greet him. The Tzlach brings down that Rav Yochanan Zakkai didn't appoint his son to take his place after him. He returned the nesius to Malchus Beis David, and therefore Chizkio, so Malchus Beis David is going back to his children. So he came to greet him. Other reasons are given as well. but we have to go weiter. We begin the next Mishnah. Rabban Gamliel Omer, b'choyom v'yom mispal lo'od m'shmona esrei. Every day, Rabban Gamliel says, you daven your full shmona esrei, which is really 90 brachos, as we know. We added on the Malshinim at a later point in time, which we'll learn about today, but it's called still shmona esrei. Rishu Omer, me'ein yuches, he says, Rishu says, you say something like a shmona esrei, but you shorten it. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva Omer, im shkurit filosa b'fiv, mispal yuches. If you can daven fluently, they remember they didn't daven with a siddur, they daven by heart. So if you can daven fluently, then say all the 18 brachos in their completeness. V'imlav me'en yuches. But if you can't, then it's good enough to say the me'en yuches. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, oset filosa keva, ain't filosa tachanunim. If a person davens with what's called keva, it's, you know, I gotta daven, I get rid of it. So then he doesn't make his tefillah into tachanunim, into a real supplication. The Gemara will discuss this more in detail as well. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, haholech b'makom sakana. If a person is going in a dangerous road, mispal tefillah k'sar, he should say a short tefillah. What should he say? Omer, Hoshea Hashem es amcha, Hashem, you should please save us, your nation, Hashem Yisrael, the remnant of Klal Yisrael, bechol parashas ha'ibor, at all the crossroads over here, Yitzchokhem lefenecha, all the needs should be in front of you, and therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll save them. Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah, you're the one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the great source of all blessing. That's what really Baruch Atah Hashem means. You're HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the source of all blessing, not blessed are you, Hashem. Hashem, you are the source of all blessing, you're the one that listens to our tefillah. Then the Mishnah says, if a person was riding on a donkey, so he shouldn't daven on the donkey, yay, raid, be a spala, because you can't really have proper kavan on the donkey. However, in any whole raid, he's going through a bad neighborhood, and it's going to be dangerous to get off the donkey for whatever the reason, he's not going to be able to hold the donkey. So then Yachzur's point of, you turn your face towards Yerushalayim. The many Yachol Yachzur's point of, and if you can't turn your face towards Yerushalayim, Yachavin Islibo can make a base Kodesh Kadoshim, at least in your heart, daven towards the Kodesh Kadoshim. If a person is going on a boat or Asta Rashi says over here is in the second shot over here is something like a raft. What should you do in that situation? The boat, you can't always tell which direction you are. It's changing directions. So therefore, you just be mechabin towards the Kodesh Kadoshim. This is halach lemaisa. A person should always daven towards Yerushalayim. But people that are on the east side of Yerushalayim, they face west. People on the west side of Yerushalayim, they face east. So obviously, there's not a din to face east like we have here in New York. But the din is to go and face towards Yerushalayim. Mora begins and says, Hani Yudches Kineged Me. You can't just institute a concept of saying a Shmon Esrei without having some source in Tanakh. So therefore, where do we get this idea of Yudches Brachus, Kineged Me? What is it against? Some of Hillel, Bereid, Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeni, he says, Kineged Yudches Askorus Sh'omad David. He says, the source of it is from Tillim, where it says, Havol Hashem B'nei Elim. In that capital of Tillim, it says 18 times Yud Ches Askoros. It says 18 times Hashem's name, Yud Kei Bav Kei. V'yosi me keneg Yud Ches Askoros v'sh Kriyashma. He says this keneg the 18 times it says Yud Kei Bav Kei in the Kriyashma. Amr of Tanchon, Amr Yishu Ben Levi, keneg Yishuvan Esri Chul Yoshu B'shedri. He says it's keneg the 18 vertebrae in the spine. Now, there are many more vertebrae in the spine than 18, so many suggest it's just talking about the thoracic vertebrae, which are 12, and then the lumbar vertebrae, which are 5, and then that's 17, and the 18th one, it's not clear which one that is. It may be that it's talking about the sacrum itself. In any event, when you bow down, you're saying the end of the first and end of the beginning and end of the first bracha, and at the beginning and end of modim, you have to bow down. So you bow down, it has to be enough that the spinal processes on your back, the little pointy spots on your spine, you should be able to clearly differentiate and see them. That's how much you have to bend. He says you bend enough that you could have a coin that would be recognizable between the folds of the front of your body as you bend. Rabbi Chanina Omar, Kivan Shenanea Rosho, Shuv Eino Tzorach. He says, if you bend your head, that's enough. Amrova, Vudu Mitzar Nafshe. The only person that get away with just bending the head is a person who's Mitzar Nafshe. Rashi explains over here, Shu Nikar Shechofetz Likro. It's clear that he wants to bend down El Shu Mitzar, but he's unable to do so. The Pnei Yeshua brings down, this is talking about a Zokain or a Chola, a sick person or an older person. Umechse Kaman Dekora, and it looks like he wants to bend down, therefore he's allowed to do this. Gemara now says, what? 18 brachos in Shmon Esrei? Hani, Tamne Sari, Tishrei Havyan. There are 19 brachos in Shmon Esrei. Some of Levi, Birchos Hatzdukim. Others have the gears over here that this should be Birchos Haminim. And the censors made it right down over here, the Tzdukim instead of the Christians, instead of the Minim. So in any way, it says over here, Birchos Hatzdukim B'Yavne Tiknua. This was a special tefillah that they had in Yavne for the people that were Nebuch going against the Torah. So the Gemara says, Kinegim Mi Tiknua. So you need a source for this extra bracha. Some of Levi, Amar Levi, Rabbi Hillel, Berei, the Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Achmeni, Keneged, Kel, HaKovod, Hirim. That's the extra word in that capital of Tillim. And Havol Shem, and Elim. So you have Kel, HaKavod Hirim. So that's the 19th Askara, that's Keneged the 19th Bracha. L'Rav Yosef, Keneged Echad, Shevi Kriyashma. According to Rav Yosef, who said that this was the Bracha of the 18 Askaras in Kriyashma, so it's the word Echad over here. And that's Bedavka, the Mufashim point out, because the notes from over here, the Minim, the Tztokim, were saying that there's another deity other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so this was Bedavka to say Echad. And Rav Tamcha, Amar Yishu Malevi, Keneged Chuyo Kitana Shebeshedra. This is another small bone that's over there, and the Mufashim bring down that many suggest that this is the loose bone. The loose bone is a special bone in the body that will start Tchias HaNesim of every person. It's nourished from the food that a person eats as Malav HaMalka, and it's not clear exactly what this bone is. But anyway, these are the sources. They have 19 brachas. You need to have a source. You just can't make up your own Shemoneh Esrei. That's why the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, when it talks about how many brachas there are in the Rosh Hashanah Shemoneh Esrei, everybody agrees that they're 9, and they always have a big discussion as to where you should put the bracha of Malkios. Why not just make 10? So have 10 brachos, and this way you don't have to combine Malkios with either Kedushas Hayom or in some other way. There's 3 different shittos over there. So the answer is there was no source for 10 brachos, so therefore they only had a source of 9 brachos. We'll see in our Gemara, that's why they had to go and combine 2 of the brachos together to make only 9 brachos and not make 10 brachos. So you need to have a source. Tanur Bar, Shimon HaPikuli, Shimon HaPikuli, Pikuli, some say, Rashi brings down over here, is Mocher, Pikule Tzemer, Gafen, Shakur, and Katten. So it's something like a seller of cotton, and the Beis Yosef of Dierenfeld brings down from the Aruch that it was some sort of a Pishdan Naki, a very special type of a Pishdan, and the Zohar brings down a very strange idea that Pikuli means over here from Palila, and he somehow saved his father from going to Gehenna. That's why he was known as Shimon HaPikuli. A very interesting story. In any event, he brings down over here his dear Yudchez brachos le'Rabbi Gamliel ala Seder. So he rearranged all the brachos of the Shimon Esrei in an order. The Gemara elsewhere in Megillah brings down on the side, tells us the order, and Shimon HaPikuli was arranging the order of the brachos of Shemoneh Esrei in Yavne, B'Yavne. Amar Rav Gamliel lechachamim, we need to add a new bracha. Klum yesh adam shodei l'sakim birchas tzedukim, we have to add a new bracha. We had this birchas aminim that we have to add because of the aminim that are around causing troubles. Amar Shmuel HaKotan got up. It was called Shmuel HaKotan because he really was great. Some say he was just Kotan compared to Shmuel HaNavi. Otherwise, he was almost as great, a little bit less than Shmuel HaNavi. Others obviously use the expression Shmuel HaKotan. It's like a euphemism. He was Shmuel the Great, but he was such a humble person, he called himself Shmuel HaKotan. Not that he called him, everybody called him Shmuel HaKotan. V'tikna, and he was Mesadeh, the bracha of Lamal Shinim, the special bracha that we had, Keneged the Minim. Shon HaCheres, the next year, he got up to Davin, Shacha, he forgot the bracha. And he stayed there as the chazan 2 or 3 hours, and they didn't remove him. Lo elu, they didn't take him away. I am I lo elu. Why didn't they take him away? After all, the halach is, well, I'm reviewed on Marav. The halach is, review the Marav says that if somebody makes a mistake in the other 18 brachos that Shimon Esrei, ta b'chol ha-brachos kulon, ain malin, so you don't have to take him away. There's no evidence that he's a min. However, if he makes a mistake in birchas tzedukim, so then malin, so you take him away because chashid on shem aminu, because we're concerned that he really believes in that garbage, and as a result, he's not saying the bracha l'mashinim. So therefore, why didn't they stop Shmuel from being the chazan? Someone says shiny Shmuel HaKotan. Shmuel HaKotan is different. The Tikna, he was the one that made the bracha, so certainly there was no michoshish that he was a min. Ayuwa says maybe he unfortunately was choser from his the right derech. The Nechosh Dilma Hodebe, he retracted this and he became a min, Rachmona Litzlan. So Rabbi, no Gemiri, no, we have a Kabbalah, Halacha, Taba, Lohavi Bisha. Somebody who's good won't turn bad. Or says, no, Velo, Foksiv, Ubushu Tzadik, Mitzikoso. Sometimes you have a Tzadik that goes bad. False Oval, and he does evil. So how do you know that maybe one of the slash, one of the cotton didn't turn bad? Gemara says, no, that's only referring to how a Russia may carve. That's a Russia who started off bad and became good, then he can become bad again. Avot Tzadik may carve. If you started off good, lo, it'll never turn that you'll be bad. Gemara says, no, velo, I'll give you a Rechmon of Slan, an example. Vot nan, al tamim b'yatzucha, al yad moscha. Don't ever trust in yourself until the day of your death that you're not going to go off the derech. Shari Yochan and Kohen Gadol, Shimesh Bekuna Gadol, Shmonim Shana. He was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years, an Erlich Yid. Uli Besof, Nasit Stuki. And then at the end, he became a Tzduki. Some explain that he only became a Tzduki for a very short period of time. He had some hirhurim or whatnot, and he didn't really become a tzduki. I'd say no, that he never, he really went off the derech at the end. So Rabbi says, who is this Yochanan Kohen Gadol? So Rabbi says, who Yanai? Who Yochanan? This was Yanai HaMelech. This was Yochanan. He was both. And he went off the derech, even though he was originally good. Rav Amar Yanai L'chud, Yochanan L'chud. Rav says they're 2 separate people. Some try to reconcile and say, how could they have such a disagreement? So Rav was saying that they're 2 separate people, but he agreed with Rabbi that they came from a Gilgul Echad, whatever that exactly means, that they had the same in the Shama. In any event, seems on the surface that there's 2 separate things over here. Yanai was a Rosh Meikaro. Yanai was a bad person from the start. The Yochanan Tzadik Meikaro, and they're 2 separate people. Shmuel says, okay, that's great, according to Abai. Hanich L'Abai, who says that they're the same person, so it was a Rosh Meikaro, not a Tzadik Meikaro. El Rava Kasha, Rava says that Yochanan was a tzaddik meikaru, so how can he go bad? So Malach Rabba, tzaddik meikaru nami. Even a tzaddik from the beginning could go bad. He could actually go bad. Shmuel says, so then why didn't they go? The question returns. So maybe Shmuel HaKotan, who was great from the start, maybe Nebuch Rachmana Litzan, he turned bad. Shmuel says, no, impossible. Shani Shmuel HaKotan, the Izchulba, he started the Bracha Lamashinim and then he forgot in the middle. And that isn't something that you have to be choshish for. The Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, the Tamar Shuv Levi, Lo Shana. We only say that you have to remove somebody if he doesn't say Lamashinim. Elosh Lo Hizkuba, if he didn't start it at all. Abul Hizkuba, but if he started to say Lamashinim, Ba, then Gomer. If he started to say Hizkuba, then Gomer. Then we allow him to finish it because obviously he's not a min. Otherwise, he wouldn't have said the beginning part. He just somehow forgot it over here, and therefore you're allowed to go and let him continue. What continues says, Hani Sheba the Shabsa Kinegin me, the seven brachos in the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, that has to be a source also. Who's that? So Amar Chalafta ben Shol, Kinegin Shiva Kolo Shama David Alamayim. This is the special shir that David HaMelech sang, which the Tosfos HaRosh says was Kineged, the Torah that was given on Shabbos. So this special Kapitel of Tehillim has seven times in it over here, Kolos. That's where it says, fine, that's great. That's for the seven Shabbos when Esrei brachos. Hani Teisha the Rosh Hashanah, Kineged me. So what about the nine brachos we say on Rosh Hashanah? Amar Yitzchak, the Min Kartigunin, he came from the place Karthanaj. So he says, Kineged Tisha Askaros Shamu Chana Betulasa. You find the Chana said nine Askaros. She said Yudkei Vavkei. And you look in the Nach over there where her Tefila is. So she said nine times that Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. Dar B'mar. The Rosh Hashanah Nifka the Sarv Rachel V'Chana. So they specifically we say this Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah Kineged Chana's Tefila. So Gemara says, Hani Esim Yabod the Tanis, so Kinegimi. What about the 24 Brachos Shemoneh Esrei that we say on a Tainis? So we don't say this today, but they used to have the Gemara in Tainis tells you what those Brachos are. So what is that Kineged? So Rav Chabo, Kineged Chav Dalid Rinano Shamer Shlomo Mishor Sheichnis Oron Leves Kodshe Kedoshim. We know that Shlomo Melech sang six extra Tfilos over here. The Oron didn't fit in the doors, the gates didn't open up. Different interpretations of exactly what happened. Shlomo Melech couldn't bring the Aron into the base of Mikdash. So he said an extra special six Rinanos, and these six Rinanos, he was answered. That's a total of the 18 regular Shemoneh Esrei brachas, and these six, that's the 24 brachas Shemoneh Esrei that is said on the Tainis, again, even though it's not our custom to do so. But that was the time of the Gemara. Gemara says, Ihachi kol yom nami nimru. So why don't we say 24 brachas Shemoneh Esrei every day? It's such a good idea. So Gemara says, the word says, Amas Amrinu Shlomo B'yom Adarachmi. When did Shlomo say it? He didn't say it every day. He only said it at a time of distress, at a time when he needed mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to us, Ananami B'yom Adarachmi Amrilu. So we also say it only at a time that there's a Gzeirah on the Tzibor, and we have a Tanis Tzibor, so therefore we say the 24 Brachos Shmoneh Esrei then, when we don't have rain, when there's an enemy coming upon us, etc. Mark continues and says, Rishua Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. Rishua in the Mishnah said that you don't say the regular Shmoneh Esrei all the time. You say Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. What exactly is Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei? My Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. So we have two opinions. Rav Amar Me'ein Kol Bracha Bracha. You say a little bit of each bracha. You say just the beginning part, Atachonein, Bracha Toshem, Chonein Ados. Something like that for each of the brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. You say a much shortened version, but it's a separate still 18 brachos. Ushmul Amar Havi Neinu. In the middle, you always say the first three and the last three brachos of the Shema, of the Shmoneh Esrei. They're never, ever skipped. Every now and then you'll add a slight insertion like the Aser Simei Tshuva, but they never skip. They're essentially the same always, the first three and the last three brachos. So the middle, 12/13 brachos, so that Shmuel said you say a shortened version. You only make one bracha for all of those, and that's called Havineinu. And this over here has a little piece of each of the middle 12/13 brachos in it. As you'll see, the Lashon will be familiar. I'll just read the entire Tefillah over here, but it has a little bit line, one, two, three words from every bracha. Havineinu Shem Elokeinu Lodaz Derechecha. So that's the Atachonin part, etc. Umolus Lavav. Again, all these are Kinegi, the brachos, they're self-explanatory over here. That's the next bracha in the Shmoneh Esrei. That's the next bracha. That's the next two brachos of the Shmoneh Esrei. Terem Nikra Atosane. So that's the last bracha of Shomea Tvila, and then we end off with that bracha, Bracha Toshem, Shomea Tvila. The grass is slightly different gears over here. He says, Kia Ta'one B'chalei Tzarvetzuka. So he says, Bracha Toshem, Shomea Tvila, that's the end of the bracha. In any event, it's connected, the 12-13 brachas in the middle. Now the Gemara says, however, Layet Allah Abaye. Abaye was cursed. He was not happy with somebody, Aman Damatzle Havineinu, who said the Tvila of Havineinu. Tosos here, the top Tosos says, V'yeshvarm demasek hanimilu b'masa. That's only if you're in the city. If you're davening in the shul, and you don't take the time to daven full Shmoneh Esrei. But if somebody's on the road, I will b'derech, shuri. Even Abaye said it's okay to say this Havineinu. When you're traveling and you don't have the time to stop and say full Shmoneh Esrei. They had a caravan. The caravan wasn't waiting for you to say a 20-minute Shmoneh Esrei. So therefore, you have to say a shortened version. You're allowed to daven Havineinu all the time. He disagreed. He said you can daven Havineinu if you want. Except Chutz Matzei Shabbos. You're not allowed to say Matzei Shabbos Havineinu. You have to say the full Shemona Esrei then. And also Matzei Yom Tovim. Why is that? Why Matzei Shabbos, Matzei Yom Tov, you have to say the Shemona Esrei? Because you have to add an Avtochanan Tanu. Because you have to add an Avtochanan Tanu. And therefore, you're not allowed to go and say Havineinu. Because you have to add an Avtochanan Tanu to Bracha Avtochanan Lovim Das. And therefore, you can't say it in Havineinu. So obvious question. Ask the Rabbi Bashmul. The name of Bracha Revius with Neatsu. So say a separate Bracha Avtochanan Tanu. After all, Milo Tanan, didn't Rabbi Akiva do this all the time? Rabbi Akiva's Shita was, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Omer Bracha Revius with Neatsma. He said a separate Bracha of Atachonan Tanu. He didn't include it in Atachonin Lilam Das. Oh, we don't pass like that. And Rabbi Elezer Omer Bodah, he added the Bracha of Atachonan Tanu into Modim. So Gemara says, we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva all year long. We should pass like him now. Atu Kolashana Kula, Miyavdinik Rabbi Akiva, the Hashanami Navid. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva all year long. Why should we suddenly do this now? Kolashana Kula, why don't we dive in my time alone of Dinik Rabbi Akiva? Because the pasuk that we based our Shemoneh Esrei on is Tamni Srani Tikkun. Shisrei Lo Tikkun, because we didn't really have a source for 19, albeit we did find one subsequently, but therefore we only have 18 brachas, and even if you add Labashin, we have 19, we don't have a source for 20. So therefore, we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva all year long. You need a source. So now, Hachanam, Sheva Tikkun, the rabbis were masaking the bracha over here of Havineinu with seven brachos, Tamni Lo Tikkun. They never made an eight bracha Shemoneh Esrei that you could add a separate bracha for Atachonan Tanu. Maskla Mazutra, Venichla, Michlal Havineinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Hamabdu Min Kodesh L'chol. So he says, just add it in as a separate insert, just like we did for all the other 12, 13 brachas. We had one line, so I have one additional line for Atachonan Tanu. He says, you're right, Taka Kasha, that's a good question. But many give an answer over here. The Rabbeinu Yonah brings down over here that if you added this as a separate paragraph, people would think that we pass like Rabbi Akiva, and that it normally requires a separate bracha, and therefore we don't do that. Am Rabbi Barabaye, Kol Hashana Kula Mispal Odom Avineinu Chutz Mimos HaGeshomim. He says also you can daven Avineinu all year long, but we don't do it during the winter, because during the winter we have to add in our bracha of Barech Aleinu Mipesh Tzorech Lomar Shelas B'Birchas HaShonim. In Barech Aleinu we have to say B'Sein Talamot L'Rocha, and you can't add that to Avineinu. So again, the obvious question, why don't we include it in Avineinu? Maskif Lomar Zutra B'Nichla Michlal, go include it in the bracha of Dashneinu B'Navos Artzecha, and then say Talamot. So why didn't you just add it? So Gemara says, Asi Litrude, because you're in the middle over here of the Shemoneh Esrei of Havineinu, and people are going to, if they start changing around the gear set, again, they daven by heart, so it's going to make a mistake. So Gemara says, Iyachi, if that's the case, so Avdolah B'chonin Adats, Nami Asi Litrude, why didn't you give that teretz before? So Gemara says, Amre Hosom, Kivan to Asis B'tchilas Salusa Lo Machu, because over there, we wouldn't make a mistake necessarily, because it's the very beginning. So therefore, it's possible that a person would still have the Shigur de Lushona, he would still be able to say the regular fluent language, because he's just adding something at the beginning, and doesn't change it. Hacha, here, however, by if you'd add over here, St. Talamot in the middle, Kivon, the Osya, the Emtsat Lusa, since it's in the middle, be a Machu, it could lead a person to forget it. They didn't have a sitter in front of them so they could make a mistake, and then they'd be stuck. Maskva Ravashi, Venemra B'Shomea Tvila, so why don't we say it at the very end, and say it in Shomea Tvila, this way it wouldn't mess it up, because it'd be at the very end. The Amar of Tanchum Ravasi, Tov Lo Hiski Gurus Kishomim, because the rule is, if you forgot to say Gurus Kishomim, if you have to say Mashiv Ruch Min HaGoshem, Bishchia Semesim, in that bracha, the second bracha Shemoneh Esrei, Machzir Naso, if a person didn't say it, Halach Lamaisi, you have to go back. If you do say Morid Atal, maybe you don't have to go back. So let's assume that we're dealing here with people that normally don't say Morid Atal. So if you forgot to say Mashiv Ruch, and you didn't say Morid Atal, so then you have to go back. If you forgot to say Saint Halamotu Shela B'Vichas Hashanim in Barech Oleinu, so then so you don't have to make the person go back. Why? Because you can still say it in the Brach of Shomei Tefila. This is Halach Lamais. If you didn't say Saint Halamotu, you can still add it in Shomei Tefila. So why don't we just say in the very end of Havineinu the Saint Halamotu, and that's perfectly acceptable. And by the way, the Brisa says, "Vavdol b'chonin adas ein machzir naso." If you forgot to say atochonin tanu in the bracha atochonin adas, you don't go back. Why? Because you still have a chance to say it on Avdala. So no, the bottom line is, why don't we say it over here in Shomei Tefila? The answer says, "Tosh shiny," because you're only allowed to say it in Shomei Tefila if you made a mistake. L'chatchili, you're not allowed to go say, "I'm going to say Saint Talamotor in the middle of Shomei Tefila." So tovi, you can't insert it in the end of the Havineinu, even though b'di'evit it would be acceptable to say it in Shomei Tefila. You can't do that. It's different from making a mistake than doing it in the Chachila. Now let's go back and discuss what we just brought down. Gufa, we're going to bring the whole thing down. If you didn't say Mashiv Ruach Morda Goshem in the second bracha Mechaya Mesim, Machzira, so you have to go back. If you forgot to say Saint Talamot or She'ela, Bevichas Hashanim in Barech Aleinu, Ein Machzira, so you don't have to go back. Why? Because we said, because there's a makeup time, you can still say it in Shomea Tefila. The Havdol b'chonei adas. If you got siyata chonei tonu chonei adas, you don't go back. Also, ein masir. So you don't repeat the shmoneh esrei. Mibnei shiachol yomer alakos, because you have another opportunity to say it still when you bench. Morris says, wait a second. This is Tosefta that disagrees. Meisvei, the Tosefta says otherwise. Tov lo hiski gurus kishav mitchias meisim masir. So that part is the same. If you didn't say mashiv ruach b'negoshim, you have to go back and say it. But here it says differently. She'ela, if you forgot to say Saint Talamota and Birchas Hashanah and Marzirino, so you do have to go back. Before we said you don't have to go back. So there's a steer between this Tosefta and what we said before. And by the way, we finished it off. Abdullah b'chonin adas in Marzirino, so v'nei shiach liyomer alakos. So the first and third part of this brayso are in agreement with what we said. But the second part, Saint Talamota, the first brayso said that you have to say it in Shema Tefillah, you don't have to go back. And the second brayso said if you didn't say it in Berech Lenu, you have to go back. So what is it? Someone says, Lokash, it's not a steer over here. Depends. If you're saying it by yourself, then you have to go back. But if you're davening in a tzibur, so you listen to it, but the shliach tzibur repeats the Shmoneh Esrei, and you'll be that way. Someone says, what? B'tzibur, my time alone, mishum de shama mishliach tzibur, because you heard it from the shliach tzibur? So then, ihachi, afilo b'mesh yachol yoma b'shamea tefila, b'mesh yashomea mishliach tzibur, by the way. So then why do you say? Because you can still say it in shamea tefila. That's not the answer. The answer is because you can hear it from the shliach tzibur. So what's going on over here? Someone says, you're right. It's not a difference between Yochid and Tzibur. In fact, Ela Idi V'Idi V'Yochid. They're both talking about, both prices are talking about with a Yochid. And the first price says, you say it in Shomei Tefillah. And the second price says, you don't say it in Shomei Tefillah. You have to go back. Lokasha. Depends. Hodo Idkar Kod V'Shomei Tefillah. The first price was before you reach Shomei Tefillah. So then, you don't go back and repeat Barech Aleinu, because you have an opportunity to still say it in Shomei Tefillah. But the second price is, Hodo Idkar Bosa Shomei Tefillah. After you finish Shomei Tefillah, then you got to go back all the way to Barech Aleinu. Gemara continues and says, "Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Vasi, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Tov lo hizkir shel rosh chodesh biavod." If you forgot to say Yalav Yovo in the bracha of Ritzei, Chozer Levo, you have to go back to the beginning of Ritzei. Nitzkar biodo. If you're ready in modim, however, and you remember you forgot to say Yalav Yovo, then Chozer Levo, you have to go back to the beginning of Ritzei. If you're in the middle of Sim Shalom, and you forgot, you realize you forgot to say Yalav Yovo, Chozer Levo, you have to go back to the beginning of Ritzei. The MCM, if you finish your Shmoneh Esrei, we'll define that in a moment, Chozer Levo, then you have to go back to the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei. If you forgot to say Yalav Yavo and you ended your Shmoneh Esrei, so then you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. This is on Rosh Chodesh, the halacha for Shachar Simincha, not for Maariv. For Rosh Yalav Yavo on all the Yom Tovim, Chalamayit, so then you even have to go back even by Maariv. On Repapa Redi Ravacha Barada, Hod Yamar and Siyem, but which we said, if you finish the Shmoneh Esrei Chozer Rosh, you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, you go back all the way to the beginning. We only said that Lo Amar and Elisha Akar Raglo. That's if you took the 3 steps back. That signifies you finish the Shmoneh Esrei. Aval Lo Akar Raglo, if you didn't take the 3 steps back yet, then you're still considered in the Shmoneh Esrei Chozer Levo. Then you can go back to the beginning of Ritzei and say Yalav over there. You don't have to repeat the whole Shmoneh Esrei. They question this. Amalei Minor Loch, where did you get this from? Oh, where did you learn this din from? Omalei, me Abba Mari. I learned this from my great father, my father, my master, Shmieli. The Abba Mari, me Rabbi. My father, my master, he heard it from Rav. So that, and that is in fact Aloch Lamaisa. Omer Benachem Bar Yitzchak, Hodi Amaran. Furthermore, we say that which we said, if you're Okar Rogov, Chozer Rosh, if you took the 3 steps back at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei if you forgot Yalav Yavo. We only said that Lo Amaron, Elo She'eno Rogil Lomar Tachnunim Achat Tviloso. That's if you normally say Tachanunim. People say, Yiratzon, Shibon Mesimit Rehe Remenu. So they say Tachanunim after the 3 steps back. So this opinion, which is not Lahalacha, says that as long as you're still saying Tachanunim, even though you took the 3 steps back, then you still can go back to Ritzei. Because if you, in fact, if you say the Hirotsu Shibane Besim Mikdash afterwards, then you can still go back to Ritzei as long as you haven't finished that. A person who doesn't say anything after he takes the 3 steps back, so then of course he has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. But if you say various Techinos, Hirotsons, after you took the 3 steps back, this first opinion says, then you're not done with your Shmoneh Esrei yet, and you go back to Ritzei. But that's not how we paskin. We paskin like the Ikud Yamre that we're about to say. Ikud Yamre, some say, that which we said, that you haven't yet taken the 3 steps backwards, lo akar raglov, then choz lavoda. Then you can go back to Ritzei. Lo amar, in that which we said that you didn't take the 3 steps back, if you're used to saying tachanunim, el shiragil, lo ma tachanunim, achatiloso. Before you take the 3 steps back, if you're used to saying all the dechinos, elokai, nitzol shni mira, etc., all the things that we say, so then that's still called you saying the Shmoneh Esrei. I will eno rogil, lo ma tachanunim, achatiloso, but if you're not used to saying it, so then even if you didn't take the 3 steps back, if you finished your Shmoneh Esrei, chozil erosh. And that's how we, in fact, paskin, since almost all people today do say the various things, elokai, nitzol shni mira, so therefore, until you take the 3 steps back, if you remember that you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, you go back to Ritzei. But once you take the 3 steps back, then it's too late. The Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Osa Tefillah Osu Keva V'chule. He says, that's not called Tachanunim. If you have a, quote, set Tefillah, that's not called Tachanunim. So Gemara says, what do you mean by set? My Keva. What do you mean you're saying set davening? So we have a number of different interpretations. Amar Rav Yaakov Baridi, Amar Rav Oshaya, he says, Kol Shetefillah Osu Dome Olov Kemasui. Somebody says, a burn, oi, I got a daven mincha, oi, it's so hard to daven. So that person says, Tefillah isn't Tachanunim. If you don't say it in a supplicating type of a way, if you say it, even if you say it with a kavanah, but you don't say it as a supplication, so then that's not called a proper way to daven. That's not called tachanunim. That's called making a tefillah keva. Yeah, I gotta say because I said it with the kavanah, but I don't really believe that. I need to ask for all these things, so that's not called tachanunim. Rabbi Yosef, they give another teretz. He says, "Kol she'ein yochel l'chadish b'dover." If you can't say something new in Yishmon Esrei, so then that's not called a proper tachanunim. That's called keva. You say the same thing every day, same thing over and over again. That's not called tachanunim. Amar Zera, he said, "I personally, I know yechilim l'chadushi b'milsa. I could add things to my Yishmon Esrei. However, mistafina, but I'm afraid duma mitradina. By adding all these things, I forget where I'm up to. Again, they didn't have a sitter, so they had to do it all by heart. So sometimes, if you start going into extra tachinos and supplications in the middle of a bracha, you forget maybe which bracha you're up to. So therefore, I wouldn't do it." Abaye bar Avin, the Rav Chanina bar Avin, these two Talmidim, the sons of Rav Avin, they said, Damar Tavai, they both said, Kol she'ein mispalel im dimdume chama. If somebody doesn't daven with the setting of the sun or the rising of the sun, that's called Tfilas Keva. A person who always tries over here to daven at a special time, so he's making the tefillah special, not davening whenever he can. So then that person is tachanunim. Mitzvah, a person should try to daven right at the first opportunity when the sun rises, and right at the end of the day when the sun sets. This is a major, major machlokas in halacha as to what's the optimal time to daven mincha. So there are opinions that say the optimal time is actually mincha gedola, others say the optimal time is mincha ketana, others say the optimal time is right before the shkia. Everybody agrees, as long as you're davening in the proper time, that is acceptable according to some shitos. Where do we get this idea of davening im dimdumi chama? Amar Zera, Maikra, what's the source for this? So the pasuk says, Yerucho im shemesh, levayareach dor dorim. So this idea of davening with the sun, so that's at the rise of the sun and at the setting of the sun. Now, there's a beautiful gematria that Sifsi Chacham over here brings down. And he says the gematria of Yerucha Im Shemesh is 987. That's exactly equal to Mitzvah L'Spalo, the Mitzvah L'Spalo Im Dimdume Chama. Both add up to be 987, an amazing gematria. Now, the Gemara continues and it says, Layit Alobim Arabi in Eretz Yisrael, they were not happy, they cursed somebody, Aman Dematzla Im Dimdume Chama. There's somebody that specifically waited till the very, very, very last moment to daven Mincha. Before I should point out, he just did this for Mincha, he didn't do this for Shachar as well. So if a person is always medakti to daven at the very last time, at the optimal time, so then if you do it for shachris, to daven early, so you can do it for mincha, to daven at the very end of the period of time, right before the shkia. So that's okay. But in Eretz Yisrael, they said if somebody only does it by mincha time, that's not good. Why? My timer. Because dilma mitrafale shaita. Because let's say shkia is at 6 o'clock and you daven at 5:45, so you're suddenly going to get an important client coming in and you're going to suddenly realize that you just missed mincha. So don't wait till the last moment, according to this opinion. Again, if somebody has a kavua mincha, if somebody is always bedavka, always trying to daven in the most optimal time, so there are poskim that say that that is the most optimal time. Again, there are poskim that say that it's not the most optimal time. Each person should follow. I would always suggest to daven whatever way they'll daven best, and whichever way they'll daven with the tzibur. It's much better to daven mincha gedola with the tzibur than to daven im dudu mechama biyichidus. The Gemara continues and says, if somebody's walking in a dangerous area, so misfal tefillah katzara v'chule. He says a certain tefillah katzara. And that is Bechol Parashas HaIbor. What exactly does this mean, Parashas HaIbor? So the Maharsha explains over here that it means Parashas means many explanations of the word Avra, which we'll see in a moment. The Gemara will have a couple of different explanations. So the Gemara itself now asks, I'm not sure why the two dots is over here. My Parashas HaIbor, what does it mean over here, Parashas HaIbor? So Amar Rav Chisda says, Amar Mukva, name of Mukva, Afilu B'Shor Sha'ato Mismali Alein Ever, even HaKosh Baruch, when you're Nebuch, so angry at the Jewish people. So don't be angry at us. Even though you're as angry at us like Keisha Uber, like a pregnant woman, it's filled up, her belly is swollen, and you're so angry at us for all of our sins, you call Tzochein Lefinecha, please have us in mind. That's what it means, Parashas HaIbor. Ikad Yamri, others explain, Amar Chisda, Amar Marukva, Afilu B'Shor Hashem, Ovrim Al Divrei Torah, even Nebuch, when we're going against the Torah, please don't forsake us. You call Tzochein Lefinecha, have us in mind. Now the Gemara brings down a Tosefta, Tanur Rabbanon, a Mahalek, B'Malkum, Gidu Lichai V'Listim. If a person goes in a place where there's foreign legions and there's armed robbers over here, here. So mispal tefillah ketzara. Then he has to say a tefillah ketzara. But dafka, in these times, a person is especially prone to being brought to judgment by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why Yaakov Avinu said, "Don't send Binyamin on the road, because on the road he needs a chusim to get through the dangers of the road." So bedafka, we daven over here these tefillos when we're on the road or we're in makom of sakana when we need zechusim. So we beg Hashem to give us zechusim. In any event, what does he say? Ve'ezu tefillah ketzara. What is a tefillah? So we have a number of different opinions. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, I say Ritzon Chol b'Shamayim Imal. You should be your bidding above Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Say Nachas Ruach L'Riyachom Itachas. It should be good things for the people below, those that fear you below. Vatov b'Nech I say, and do what's good in your eyes, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, for us. Baruch Hashem Shomei Tefillah. And we ended off saying, Hashem, you are the one that hears our tefillos. And this will be the ending of all the different opinions that we bring down over here for this tefillah ketzara. The Marsha adds over here, and he says, b'Nech I say, Vatov b'Nech I say, it should be in your eyes good. Sometimes we ask for things that aren't really good for us, so we ask it should be good. What we're asking for should be in your eyes. It should be good. It should really be good for us. Then we have Yeshua Mary. His tefillah of Ketzar is as follows. Shema Shavas Amcha Yisrael. You should listen to the cries of Klal Yisrael. Shavas over here means like the crying out, the groans, the tzar of Klal Yisrael. Vasei Meir Bakosh Shalom. And please do their bidding. Baruch Hashem Shmei Tefillah. You should listen to the tefillos. Rabbi Elazar Ritzadok had a very similar girsa, a little bit different. Omer Shema Tzakas Am Chisol. You see the cries, literally the screamings out to you, HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Vasei Meir Bakosh Shalom. And please do their bidding. Baruch Hashem Shmei Tefillah. Please answer our tefillos. The Acherim Omrim. Acherim is often Rav Meir. We brought down at the beginning of the Masech the famous Maisa that occurred between Rebbe and Rav Meir, that he didn't always call Rav Meir because of a Maisa that happened in the Beis Medrash, and that's why he calls him Acherim. Others say because he learned from Acher, and others say Acherim doesn't always mean Rav Meir. There's certainly places where we have Rav Meir's opinion. Then we say the Acherim Omrim. So in any event, whoever the Acherim were, they said the following gear. So, Tzarech Yam Kon Yisrael Merubim. Your people, the Jewish people, have many needs. And unfortunately, we don't have a lot of good ability to daven to you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, but sometimes don't daven properly. So he says, Yiratzim ufenech, Hashem alkeinu, shetitim l'chol echa v'echa, kidei parnasoso. Please give everybody their needs. Everybody should have their livelihood. V'chol gviyo, gviyo, and everybody, they machsor, everything that it needs. The gra adds over here, see this in Os Beis, from the girsa of the Rift, the Rambam, and the Rush, and he says, v'atov beinech waseh, and please do again what's good in your eyes, that girsa that we had above, baruch at Hashem shomei tefila. That was the way he concluded, the Acherim concluded. Amar Rav Huna, we paskin like this Acherim, halacha k'Acherim. This is the correct Yerusha. Amal Elio, Rav Yehuda, Achud Rav Salah Chasida. Elio came and told Rav Yehuda Achua, the brother of Rav Salah Chasida, Lo Sirsach, Lo Sechli. If you don't get angry, you won't sin. Anger is a terrible thing. It says that even a little bit of kas isn't good. A person shouldn't have kas. And if you get angry, it's going to cause trouble. And he adds, Lo Sarve, Lo Sechli. Rashi says, Lo Sarve is Lo Sishtaka B'yayin. Don't get drunk. Person gets drunk, so all sorts of terrible things can happen. Kolbo brings down that the worst aveira, ein aveira gedola mishichrus. The worst thing a person can do is shichrus. I, the cardinal sins, so he brings down that shichrus will lead to all three cardinal sins. And when you go out on the road, you should ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, permission to go. What does it mean? My himolech. The Konech would say, so Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, Zu Tefillah Sederach. That means you say Tefillah Sederach. In other words, Hashem, please give me permission to go. Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, Kol Yosi Lederach, Tzorach Lespal Tefillah Sederach. When a person goes on the road, you should say Tefillah Sederach. What is this? My Tefillah Sederach. So it's the Nusach that we're familiar with, a little bit different Girsas. So we'll read the Girsas that we have in the Gemara. Here it's Omel Fenech Hashem Lokai. Should be your will, HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Should tell Lichain and Shalom that you should take me on the path in peace. This is Asidain and Shalom, and all my steps should be for peace. This is Lichain and Shalom, support me in peace. The Gra adds over here in Oz Gimel. He says, "V'sachzirein lebeisi l'shalom." And you should return me in peace. V'tzatzilein mikav kol oyev orev baderech. And you should save me from all the enemies and all the people that are lying in wait for me on the road. V'sishlach bruch masayodai. And should my handiwork should be successful. Everything that I'm going on the road here should be good. And the gears of the gra over here says, "V'sishlach bruch masayodai should be deleted." And it should be your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything should be for rachamim. Him in your eyes, and anybody that sees me, they should treat me well. And the Gra adds over here, Korai, he says, you have to add, so that's the gear over here of Tefillah Sederach, which again is very similar to the Tefillah Sederach that we say. We'll learn the parameters of Tefillah Sederach in an upcoming shir. Amar Bai, we turn to the Yom Aleph now. Li'olam li'shatev inish nafshei b'hadei tzibura. A person should always try to daven b'hadei tzibura, on behalf of the tzibura. What does this mean? So Rashi explains over here, ayispal tefillah kasar b'loshin yochid. Don't daven in the singular form. But a person should always say, over here, loshin rabin. Shemitoch kach tefillos nishmas. You're davening not only for yourself, you're davening for all of Klal Yisrael, and that will be a better tefillah. So he says, hechi neima, how should you say it? So he said, instead of saying, yiratzol milfanecha shem olkai shetoli cheini, you should say, yiratzol milfanecha shem olkeinu shetoli cheinu. And say the whole tefillas haderech in the plural lashon. We say all of our brachas l'shmon esrei in the plural lashon for this idea. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that you would be yotzei b'dieved if you said in lashon yochid, but it's much better to say it in the lashon of the tzibur. I'm going to go a little bit further, and we'll get to the two dots in Yetz Hashem, and now we'll discuss actually what is the proper way to say the tefillas haderech. How you do this? So Omer Yaakov Omer Chista Mishor Shemahalich Baderech. When a person goes on the road, that's when he should say it. Ad kama. Until Rashi says mana l'spalo, until when can you daven? Amar Yaakov, Amar Chista, ad parsa. Until you've traveled a parsa, avolola achashal a parsa. Once you've already traveled a parsa, it's too late. That's Rashi's pshat. But then he brings down from the Baal Halachos Gedolos, the Bahag Beforish, ad kama yevakesh lelech shei tzorich l'spalo. She says, how long a trip do you have to go on before you're allowed to say tefillas haderech? He says, ad parsa. It has to be at least a parsa. Afilu ein lo lech, elo ad parsa. Then you can say tefillas haderech. Aval derech pochus mi parsa. If you're traveling less than a parsa again is 4 mil, it's about 4 kilometers, ein tzorich l'spalo tefillas zu. Then you don't have to say this tefillah. That's the interpretation that Rashi gives over here for ad kama, ad parsa. Ve'echli masla, and how do you actually do this tefillah? So chisto amar, me'umad, you have to do it standing up. In other words, don't keep on traveling. Rav Sheshes amar, afilu mahalach, you're even allowed to say this while you're actually traveling. Rav Chista Rav Sheshes, havuka ozli b'urcha, they were traveling on the road. And come Rav Chista, v'kom masli. And Rav Chista stopped, and he said the tefillah sederach. Amar Rav Sheshes, l'shame. Rav Sheshes to l'shame. Mai koi ovid, Rav Chista, what's Rav Chista doing? Amalei, koi masli. He's standing there and davening the tefillah of tefillah sederach, but he didn't keep on traveling. So Amalei says, ukmanami l'didi. So I will also stop and say the tefillah sederach v'yatzle, meyos tov atikarot, because technically I hold that you're allowed to go and say it while you're traveling, but if everybody else is doing it while they're standing still, which have more kavana, so then I'll do it as well. Why should I do it while I'm traveling if I can do it while I'm standing still? Rashi points out, why did Rav Sheshes have to ask the Shamas, what's he doing? So Rashi points out, and we have this throughout the Shas, that Rav Sheshes was blind. He was Mari Naim. And Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes, the two famous Amoraim that are blind. And we have many halachas that we learn out from the various things that they do. Like I pointed out in yesterday's year, that he was an expert, Rav Yosef was an expert on Targum, because he was blind and he didn't read the Torah Shebichsab. My ikub and havinenu the tefillah kitzara. What's the difference between this havinenu and the tefillah kitzara? So Gemara says havinenu by its sluya gimel kamaisa v'gimel vasaitza. The havinenu, as we pointed out, has the first three brachos intact, the last three brachos intact, and only the middle 12-13 brachos are condensed into one bracha. V'chimoti lebeisei, and therefore, after a person daven havinenu, if he gets to his house and he can have the time to daven the full shemone esrei, he doesn't have to. Lo boy lemahadi litzluya. He doesn't have to go back and repeat the shemone esrei. He was yotzi with his havinenu. However, tefillah kitzara, this shortened tefillah, lo boil it's luye, lo gimel kamaisa, lo gimel vasaisa. You don't have any brachos before, the three before, and the three afterwards. You just say this tefillah kitzara that we brought down. Aye, however, v'chimoti lebeisei, if you get to your house in safety and time, and it's still disman for that tefillah, boil mahadil it's luye. You have to go back and repeat the full shemone esrei. How do we paskin? V'ilchus havinenu me'umad. You have to say havinenu while you're standing up, like a shemone esrei. Tefillah kitzara, you could say bein me'umad bein mahalach. You could even say it while you're traveling, because again, you're only allowed to say the tefillah kitzara under extenuating circumstances, such as when you're traveling and it's dangerous. So therefore, you can say the tefillah kitzara even while you're traveling. But even havinenu, a person should say while he's standing up. Well, this will conclude today's shir. We'll pick up Mirtz Hashem, Matzi Shabbos. I'll try to dictate Sunday's shir from this point. Have a wonderful Shabbos.